Good morning, children. You guys all glad to be here? I tell you what, I am too, but man, when I woke up this morning, I had a bad case of the sniffles. Did you guys ever have that? I didn't think I was going to come. In fact, I just about called somebody and told them that they're going to have to take my place this morning for the children's lesson because I did not feel good. And I just about couldn't talk. So you'll have to bear with me today because sometimes without warning, my voice just squeaks. But you guys, you're not allowed to laugh at me, okay? All right. Well, anyway, this morning I have a verse. Actually, I got a question first. So this morning when we got up out of bed, what's one thing that as a family that we all did after we got up this morning, before we went out? Well, we ate breakfast, yeah, we did that. But what's something very important that we did? Well, that's very important too. But one thing that's really important that we did, or at least I hope we did, is we all prayed together. And then at night, before we go to bed, we pray again. So this morning, I have a verse here in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. It's three words. It says, pray without ceasing. Does anybody know what that means, to pray without ceasing? That means to always be ready to pray. Always be in a mind, in a prayerful state. When we run into something in our daily activities or whatever, we can always talk to God and ask God for help. Always. So I have a story here. Actually, before we get into the story, what are some things that we can pray for? What are some people that we can pray for? Does anybody have any ideas? Friends, that's right. We can pray for our friends. We can pray for our mom and our dad. We can pray for our brothers and sisters. We can pray for the church, our neighbors. There's a lot of things that we can pray for. But anyway, I have a story this morning about a man that always said his prayers. He was very diligent and always said his prayers. In this story, it talks about how God delivered him. John and his mother were in a city restaurant. It was packed with people. They were waiting more or less patiently to be served. At last, the waitress appeared, bringing them their dinner. John, who was very hungry, grabbed his knife and fork and prepared to eat. Then he hesitated. Did he forget about something? He forgot to pray. Mother had bowed her head to say grace, and John looked at her and then at all the people around. He was embarrassed. Did you ever think of that? Sometimes when we're in a restaurant, it's very important that we pray for, we thank God for our food, but sometimes we look around to see if anybody's watching. And we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't be ashamed. He looked around at all the people watching and blushed just a little. Then he took his first bite. You forgot something, didn't you? Asked Mother as she started to eat. No, said John. But everybody was looking at me. But what does that matter? Asked Mother. If it is right to thank God for food at home, surely we should do it everywhere we go. But people stare, said John. I feel uncomfortable. You shouldn't, said Mother. We should never be afraid of people when we are doing the right thing. John went on eating in silence. The matter was apparently forgotten. But when John asked for a story that night, Mother had one ready for him. Indeed, John was surprised at how quickly Mother thought of one this time. For sometimes she took a long time to do so. This is a story, said Mother, of a man who always said his prayers. What? Asked John. Did he pray all day long? Oh, no, said Mother, but he always said his prayers no matter what people said of him or how they treated him. His name was
Daniel.
Ellie knew because I read her the story last night. Anybody ever heard the story of Daniel? Okay. And it was Daniel's practice to pray three times a day. Once in the morning when he got up, once at dinner time, and once just before he went to bed. That's once more than we do, said John. Yes, said Mother. And that is perhaps why he was such a good man. Anyhow, that was his habit. Now, in those days, people did not live in houses like ours. There was no glass in their windows, and unless the curtains were drawn, the people could easily see inside. So it often happened that passersby saw Daniel praying in his room. People would go past, and they would look up, and they would see Daniel. He'd be kneeling on the floor, and he'd be praying to God. They did not disturb him, but they peered in, wondering perhaps just what he was doing. One day, some of his enemies happened to pass by the window, and seeing Daniel at prayer, thought of a new way to cause him harm. Having much influence with the king, they went to the king with a decree that had written out and asked him to sign it. They said, "We want you to make a law that if anyone asks a petition of any god or any man other than yourself during the next month, that he will be cast into the lion's den." That's right. So these men did not like Daniel. They hated him so much, and they was looking for something to get him in trouble. So they sweet-talked the king into making a law that if Daniel would pray to his God, that the king would get Daniel in trouble, and then they could throw him in the lion's den. Of course, it was a very foolish decree, but the king, feeling flattered at the idea, signed it, and it became law. At once, the law was published all over the kingdom. And people began to wonder how it would work out. Many knew about Daniel's habit of saying his prayers three times a day. And they said to one another, "I wonder what he will do now." You think Daniel probably just quit praying? No? Yeah. I don't think so either. Early the next morning, people began to gather around Daniel's house. Will he pray at his window as usual? Was the question on everybody's lips. More and more people came. Every eye was fixed on Daniel's window. At last, the hour of prayer arrived. Daniel knelt at his usual place, and he prayed as he had always done. He made no attempt to draw the curtains and to hide himself, though he could have easily done so. "Did he know about the law?" asked John. "Oh, yes," said Mother. "He must have known. He was the chief ruler of the land, next to the king. Daniel even worked for the king. He was one of the king's best men. His servants would surely have brought him the word about what his enemies had persuaded the king to do in his absence. That is why he was so brave. He realized what he might have to suffer for saying his prayers. But he said them just the same. How the people must have stared in astonishment and disbelief as they saw him kneeling there. I'm sure some said, "Brave man," and others said, "How dare he disobey the king?" His enemies were there too, and they ran off to tell the king. They were overjoyed that Daniel had so soon fallen into the trap that they had laid for him. Oh, they couldn't wait to go tell the king what Daniel did. They did not like Daniel. "Do you know," they said to the king, "that fellow Daniel has actually dared to defy your decree already. He is saying his prayers as usual now. You must have him arrested and cast into the lions at once." Now the king thought a great deal about Daniel. He knew that Daniel was a good man, and he valued his wise counsel in caring for his kingdom. The last thing he wanted was to see Daniel cast into the lions. He felt so sorry and foolish. But his pride had led him to sign the decree. If only he had thought about it more, He would have realized that his faithful minister would have been affected by it. Now, however, he could do nothing. Try as he would, he could find no way out. Having signed the decree, he had to abide by it. So at last, very reluctantly, he gave orders that Daniel should be cast into the den of lions. Oh my. Do you think Daniel was scared? Probably not. The soldiers went around to Daniel's house and they carried him off. Great crowds of people watching him being taken away and followed him to the den of lions. They saw the gates opened and the poor man was thrown in. Most of them expected that he would be killed in a moment. What do you think happened? They threw Daniel in there and the lions probably just gobbled him up, right? No, they didn't. But a great surprise awaited them. Even in the den of lions, with the great beasts pacing up and down around him, what did Daniel do? What do you think he did? He prayed. That's right. Daniel prayed to God. And God heard and answered him. All that night, the king could not sleep. And very early in the morning, he went alone to the den of lions and cried sorrowfully, "Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions?" He was listening down in there. Then to his great joy, the king heard a familiar voice from the den, and Daniel said, "My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me." Wow. That's pretty amazing. God delivered him. At this, the king was ever so glad and at once commanded that Daniel should be taken out of the pit and his enemies thrown in. After that, he made another decree. He made another law, which he sent out to every part of his kingdom, telling of the power of the great God whom Daniel served and worshiped. "I make a decree," he wrote, "that in all my royal dominion, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever, and his kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of lions." And so, concluded Mother, because Daniel was faithful in saying his prayers every day, no matter who was looking at him or what he might have to suffer for it, these beautiful words of the king about the power of God, of Daniel's God, were sent out to all the people of his kingdom. Who can tell how much good they accomplished? John was silent for a little while. "I wish I had said my prayers at dinner time today, Mother," he said presently. I think Daniel would have done it." "You'll remember it next time," said Mother. And you may be sure that he did. So that's the end of my story. But the lesson here today is that no matter what we're in, what troubles we have, we can always pray to God, and God will hear our prayers. So with that, I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then I've got a little treat for everyone. So, yes, Lord, we do come to you. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this children's lesson. We thank you for each child that is gathered here. Father, we ask that you would just bless them. We pray that they would take these words that were shared, Father, and apply them to their hearts, Father, and just be able to grow by them. We just ask this in your name. Amen.